This is the Sakar Merli of the 8th of November, 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you are studying this Raj Yoga in order to claim a kingdom. This is a new study for you. Question. Why do some children fail in this study? Answer. A boxing match takes place with Maya whilst you are studying. The intellect is hurt very severely by boxing with Maya. Therefore, because of being hurt, souls don't remain true to the Father. The children who are true remain constantly safe. Om Shanti. All of you children have the faith that the Father, the Supreme Soul, is teaching you souls. The Unlimited Father only comes once every 5,000 years and teaches you unlimited children. If any new ones were to hear this, they wouldn't be able to understand. They wouldn't be able to understand who the spiritual father is and who the spiritual children are. You children know that all of you are brothers, and that that one is your father, teacher, and supreme guru. You children must surely remember this automatically. While sitting here, you understand that there is only the one spiritual father of all souls. No matter which religion they belong to, all souls remember him. All human beings definitely remember him. The Father has explained that there is a soul in each one. The Father now says, renounce all the religions of bodies and consider yourselves to be souls. You souls are now playing your parts here. It has also been explained to you what part you play. You children understand this number-wise according to the efforts you make. You are Rajyogis. All those who study are yogis. They definitely have to have yoga with the teacher who teaches them. They are also aware of their aim and objective. They know what it is they will become through their studies. There is only this one study here, and it is called the study to become a king of kings. This is Raj Yoga. You have yoga with the Father in order to claim the kingdom. No human being can ever teach this Raj Yoga. A human being is not teaching you. The Supreme Soul is teaching you souls, and you then teach others. You must also consider yourselves to be souls. The Father is teaching us souls. Because this is not remembered, power isn't accumulated. This is why these things don't stay in the intellects of many. So the Father always says, remain constantly linked in yoga and stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and then explain. I am teaching my brothers. Each of you is a soul, and he is everyone's father, teacher, and guru. You have to see each one as a soul. It has been remembered that liberation in life is attained in a second, but a lot of effort is required for this. Because you do not become soul conscious, there isn't power in your words. Therefore you are unable to explain in the way that the Father explains. Some explain very well. It can be understood who the thorns are and who the flowers are. Children study in a school up to 5 or 6 grades, and then they are transferred. When good children are transferred, all the teachers of other classes very quickly understand which children make very good effort, and which ones have studied well and have received a high number. A teacher definitely understands this. Those are worldly studies, whereas that is not the case. This is a parlokic study. Here, you cannot say that because someone studied very well previously, he is studying well now. No. There, when a student is transferred after an examination, the teacher understands that he has made good effort and has thereby taken a number ahead. Here, this is a new study. No one studied this previously, because this is a new study. The one who teaches is new. Everything is new. He teaches the new ones, and out of those, it is the ones who study well who are known as good effort makers. This is the new knowledge for the new world. There is no one else who teaches this. The more attention you pay to your study, the higher the number you claim. Some are very sweet and obedient. As soon as you see them, you feel that they are the ones who are going to teach well. You can understand from their behaviour and their way of speaking that they have no defect. Baba asks everyone, "How does this one teach? Are there any defects in this one?" Many say that no one should give news about them to Baba without asking them first. Some teach very well, whereas others don't have shrewd intellects. They are attacked by Maya a great deal. The Father knows which ones are deceived by Maya a great deal. Although they have been teaching for 10 years, Maya is so powerful that they become body conscious and become trapped. The Father explains that all of those who are strong are hurt by Maya. Maya also becomes powerful and fights the powerful ones. You understand that the one whom Baba has entered is number one, and that there are many who are number-wise after him. Baba gives examples of 1 or 2, but there are many who are number-wise. The child Gita in Delhi is very clever. She is a very sweet child. Baba always says that this Gita is the true Gita. People read that Gita, but they don't understand how God taught Raj Yoga and made you into kings of kings. When it was the golden age, there was truly only the one religion. It is a question of yesterday. The Father says, "Yesterday I made you so wealthy. You were a multi-million times fortunate. Now look at what you have become." You can feel this. You don't get any feeling from those who relate the other Gita. They don't understand even the slightest bit. The Srimad Bhagavat Gita is remembered as that which is the most elevated. They sit and study the Gita and relate it to others. The Father does not take up any books. There is a difference. they don't have the pilgrimage of remembrance at all. They continue to fall. Look at what everyone has become by having the concept of omnipresence. You understand that this will happen cycle after cycle. The Father says, I teach you and take you across the ocean of poison. There is a vast difference. The study of the scriptures is the path of devotion. The Father says, no one meets me by studying those scriptures. They think that you will all reach the same place, no matter which path you take. Sometimes they say that God will come in some form or other and teach us. In that case, since the Father has come to teach, what is it that they are teaching? The Father says that there are just as many right words in the Gita as a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour. You can take up these points with them. There are no scriptures, etc., in the Golden Age. Those scriptures belong to the path of devotion. You can't say that they have been in existence eternally, that they have existed since the beginning. No. They don't understand the meaning of eternity. The Father explains that this eternal drama is truly eternal. The Father is teaching you Raj Yoga. He says, I teach you now and then I disappear. You say that your kingdom is eternal. It is the same kingdom. It is just that its name changed, because it became impure from pure. Instead of being called deities, you were called Hindus. But you still belong to the original eternal deity religion. Just as others go through the stages of Satipatthana, Sato, Rajo and Tamo, in the same way you also come down. When you become Rajo because of your impurity, instead of being called deities, you are called Hindus. But in fact the name Hindu belongs to the land of Hindustan. Originally you were deities. Deities are constantly pure. Human beings have now become impure, and so they have been given the name Hindu. Ask them, when was the Hindu religion created, and who created it? They will not be able to give you an answer. The original eternal deity religion did exist. It was given many beautiful names, such as paradise, etc. That which has passed will repeat. At this time, you know about everything from the beginning to the end. As you continue to know more, you will stay alive. Some will even die. Your battle with Maya begins when you belong to the Father, but some also become traitors. You belong to Ravan, and then you belong to Rama. Then Ravan defeats the children of Rama, God, and pulls them to himself. Some of you become ill, and then neither do you belong there nor do you belong here. Neither do you have the enjoyment, nor do you experience sorrow. You remain in between. Amongst you too, there are many who are in between. They do not belong to the Father completely, nor do they belong to Ravan completely. You are now at the most auspicious confluence age. You are making effort to become the highest of humans. These matters have to be understood very well. When Baba asks you something, Many of you children raise your hands. But it is understood that you don't have such intellects. Baba says, by all means, say auspicious things. You all say that you will change from an ordinary human into Narayan. The story is of changing from an ordinary human into Narayan. On the path of ignorance, you used to listen to the story of becoming a true Narayan. But nobody there could ask this question. Here the father asks you, what do you think? Do you have sufficient courage? You definitely also have to become pure. When someone comes, he is asked, have you committed any sin in this birth? All have been sinners for birth after birth. If you speak about the sins of this birth, you become light. Otherwise, your conscience would bite you inside. By telling the truth, you become light. Some children don't tell the truth, and so Maya punches them very hard. Your boxing match is very hard. In that boxing, your bodies are hurt. Whereas here, it is your intellects that are badly hurt. Baba also knows this. This Brahma says, I have reached the final birth of my many births. I was most pure and have now become most impure. I am becoming pure once again. I do not say that I am a great soul. The father confirms this and also says, this one is the most impure one. The father says, I come into a foreign land and enter a foreign body. I enter the one who has taken the full 84 births at the end of his many births. He is now making effort to become pure once again. You have to remain very cautious. The father knows this. This child of Baba is very close. He can never be separated from the father. I cannot have the thought that I should leave him and go. He is sitting absolutely next to me. Baba is mine. He is sitting in my home. Baba knows this and he laughs and jokes with Baba. This one says, today, Baba, you can bathe me, you can feed me, I am your small child. I remember Baba in many different ways. And then I explain to you children. Remember Baba in this way. Baba, you are very sweet. You make us into the masters of the world. These aspects cannot be in the intellects of anyone else. The father continues to refresh you all. You all continue to make effort, but your behavior should also reflect that. If you make a mistake, instantly write and tell Baba, Baba, I have made this mistake. Some write and say, Baba, I have made a mistake, forgive me. If after becoming my child you make a mistake, that mistake would multiply 100 times. If you are defeated by Maya, you become like you were before. Many are defeated. This is a very powerful boxing match. It is a war between Rama and Ravan. They show that God took an army of monkeys. That is a play that has been created for children. Little children don't have a lot of understanding. The father says those people's intellects too are only worth a few pennies. They say that each one is a form of God. Does this mean that each one becomes God and creates, sustains and destroys. God does not destroy anything. To say that is such ignorance. This is why it has been said that people keep worshipping dolls. It is a wonder what the intellects of human beings have become. They spend so much money. The father complains to you and says, I made you so great, but what did you do? You also understand that you were deities, and that having gone around the cycle, you have now become Brahmins. You will then become deities again. This must be in your intellects. When you are sitting here, let this knowledge remain in your intellects. The Father is knowledgeful. Although he resides in the land of peace, he is called knowledgeful. All of this knowledge also remains in you souls. People say that their eyes were opened by this knowledge. The Father gives each of you an eye of knowledge. The soul now knows about the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. The cycle continues to turn. It is Brahmins who receive the discus of self-realization. There is no one who teaches the deities. They don't need any teachings. You who are to become deities have to study. The Father now sits here and explains these new things. You become elevated by studying this new knowledge. Those who are first become last, and those who are last become first. This is a study. You now understand that Baba comes every cycle and changes you from impure to pure. Then this knowledge ends. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Be very obedient and move along with sweetness. Don't have any arrogance of the body. After becoming a child of the Father, do not make any mistakes. You have to be very careful when boxing with Maya. 2. In order to fill your words with power, practice being soul conscious. Keep it in your consciousness that you are relating that which the Father has taught you. There will then be power in your words. Blessing. May you maintain the imperishable intoxication of being a Brahmin who is to become an angel and experience spiritual pleasure and joy. You Brahmins who are to become angels are even higher than deities. Knowledge of the Father will not emerge in the lives of the deities. They won't even experience meeting God. Therefore, now constantly have the intoxication that you are Brahmins who are to become angels and are even higher than the deities. Only this imperishable intoxication will enable you to experience spiritual pleasure and joy. If you don't have this intoxication, you will sometimes be in pleasure and sometimes confused. slogan. When you surrender even your service to the Father, you will then be called a surrendered soul. Om Shanti.